Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here at the piano in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce is here. He takes a familiar tune, a well-known melody, and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to do two things, to try to guess the hidden tune, and also the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And we have a caller this week from Columbia, Missouri. Ruben Manring is on the phone. Hi, Ruben.
Hi.
Great to have you. Ruben, what role does music play in your life?
Well, actually, it plays quite a large role. I've been taking piano lessons for nearly 9 years, and I've done several competitions here in Missouri, both district and statewide.
Oh, nice. So you've been playing for 9 years since you were how many years old?
Since I was about six.
Aha. So you are, what, 15, 16 now?
That's right, 16.
Wow. And what kind of music do you play on piano?
I'm primarily a classical musician. Right now I'm playing some Mozart, a little bit of Liszt, and also some Debussy.
Nice. So quite a variety of stuff. Ever venture outside the classical world?
If I do, it's only for my own fun, like Linus and Lucy or something like that.
Oh, nice. Well, we'll see what Bruce Adolph has thrown together for you here. He'll play his piano puzzler, and then your job will be to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style he's imitating. And Ruben, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get bogged down on either one of those, we can try to brainstorm together.
Wonderful. I hope I won't need you.
Okay. Let's see what happens. Ruben, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Thank you.
So what do you think's going on in that piano puzzler, Ruben?
Oh, it's obviously you've based that off something that I've heard a lot. I'm going to make a guess, or at least a little stab at the composer. Was that Bach?
Yes. It is definitely Bach.
In the style of Johann Sebastian Bach. That's great. Ruben, what made you think Bach?
Well, especially the ending was just in perfect Bach style. And also, you really seem to base that off a piece I've heard before.
Yes, it is. In fact, the ending you liked is by Bach. That's why it was perfectly in his style. And there are little quotes all over the place from his violin concerto in A minor.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you know that. Great.
Yeah.
And so, basically, all the little passages are either by Bach from there or they're twisted to incorporate a particular melody.
And that's what we haven't figured out yet. You got the composer's style right away, Johann Sebastian Bach. But what about the tune that might be hidden in there?
Oh, now that seems to entirely elude me. Do you think maybe you could play some of that again?
Yeah, sure. This part doesn't have the tune, what I was just playing, but right before that it did. So I don't want to mislead you here. Here's the tune again. And then it goes. This little part in the middle. That part doesn't have the tune. So I had to get through it pretty quickly.
Sometimes it's hard to concentrate just because the harmonies are so realistic.
Yes. Well, these harmonies could be by Bach. In fact, they basically are. But the harmonies from the tune are not that far away. They're very close.
I think I got a glimmer of it. And... Yes.
Yeah.
That turn of phrase made me hear the tune a little more clearly.
Right. I think it's the most obvious place. Or, you know, it's the rhythm of it.
I feel like I recognize that, but I can't place it.
Is this a tune that was written by George Gershwin?
Yes, it is, Fred.
Well, yeah, there's this tune. It's a Gershwin tune. It's from a musical, or some people
I mean,
say...
it's not from Porgy and Bess.
Yeah, it is, actually.
The living is easy.
Oh, my. I should have brushed up on my Porgy and Bess.
Okay, well, if you don't know the tune, that's okay, because you got the Bach, and it's Summertime.
Summertime. Oh, I should have known that.
Summertime by George Gershwin, yeah.
You know, the tune, Summertime, what I did is I took the actual opening of the Bach violin concerto in A minor, so instead of starting here, I did a pickup, so that you could do this. And then is... and then becomes, but they're even.
You know, I know to you those just seem like little embellishments, Bruce, but those really threw me off.
Yes, of course. No, this,
yeah, they
it's
did.
Tricky.
They were something else.
Yeah, it's pretty tricky.
Well, Ruben, nicely done. I mean, you got Bach right away, and that's really the heart of the Piano Puzzler, is recognizing a composer's style. So well done. You recognize the style of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yeah.
Ruben, nicely done. And for playing our Piano Puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic Piano Puzzler and also an autographed copy of the music, the score to that Piano Puzzler, signed by Bruce Adolph, so you can play that as one of your lessons at home.
Oh, wonderful.
Ruben Manring from Columbia, Missouri. Ruben, what's your public radio station?
KBIA, Columbia, Missouri.
Ruben, thanks so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.